everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Bloom Theory Podcast. This week is finals week, and so I apologize that I did not get an episode up last week, but life has just been really busy recently. I know I say that every time, but it's true. Unfortunately, I feel like the podcast is not like a top priority for me right now, and as much as I want it to be, it is not, and my mental health always comes first, so I try not to put too much stress on getting a podcast out, but I hope you guys have been enjoying the episodes that I have been putting out recently. I've really been trying to do more of interview-style episodes. I think that it's really fun and also informative for those who are listening. But today I am actually going to be doing a solo episode. I don't know if you guys will be excited about that, but I personally like doing solo episodes every once in a while because I think it's a really fun way to just check in, kind of do a little mental health check, also just a little bit of a life update. And today I'm going to be talking about what I've learned and just some reflections on my first year of my PhD. As I mentioned before, I began my PhD in July of last year and it is now May. So it has almost been just about a year of doing my PhD and I honestly cannot believe how time has flown by. Like so much has happened and it's really crazy to think about because just so much has happened. Like I've bought a house, I moved in, my husband finished his training, I took the core course class, which was really tough and really hard. I've done two rotations and now I'm starting my third rotation at the end of May. So much has happened and I kind of just wanted to take a second to reflect and talk about it. I just hope that some of these podcast episodes are helpful to people out there. Sometimes it's hard to know if the listeners are fully listening and enjoying the episodes because there's not really much feedback for podcasts. But of course, I am just doing this mostly for myself and because I love doing it. So that aside, let's get started on just my little list that I made on reflections of this past year. So the first thing that I have listed is that it was really tough, but not necessarily unbearable. I think that a lot of people talk about your PhD program as this extremely crazy tough journey, which I definitely think it is, but I don't think that it should be at the expense of your mental health. And I've definitely put a lot of thought into saying that just because obviously I've only done 1 year and I'm not even close to those really difficult times in the PhD. However, I also have talked to a lot of people that are finishing up their PhD and people that are in their PhD, and a lot of them say that things come down to just your boundaries and how well you are balancing your life yourself, because if you push yourself so hard, you can basically be the downfall of your own, you know, mental health. And I think that that is one of the biggest points that I've taken from talking to students this past year, is just that balance really is key and you don't always need to beat yourself up over just school. It kind of just further emphasizes my point that I don't think that you should put all of your worth in your academics and in your career, because ultimately if that does come crashing down or even if you just have a bad day, you kind of start feeling like you're left with nothing. And I think sometimes people can get really wrapped up in only their academics and only in their career, and things like that can really, really take a toll on your mental health. And some of the people that I noticed, that I've talked to, that I've noticed are kind of seem happy and kind of feel like they are doing okay so far in their PhD program, really do take time for themselves and take time with friends and definitely seem to have more of a well-balanced life. And I think this year, I owe this a lot to the program, of course, as well, because we had no rotations our first semester, so I could just focus on my classes and not try and balance all of the research and all of the classes. And the second semester has been pretty easy, which I'm very, very grateful for, because I know other people have had really, really tough classes their second semester, and along with doing rotations, it can be really hard, and the next semester for me is definitely going to be harder. So I might be singing a different tune come August. But for now, I am really grateful that I got to do my rotations during an easier semester and not the first semester. But again, I know other programs actually do their rotations the very first semester along with all of their classes. So it sounds definitely like it could be really, really hard. But for me, I felt like it was a little bit, it wasn't as tough as I think I thought it was. Granted, it was definitely really hard and I had some really rough days, but I don't think it was necessarily as hard as maybe an undergrad where sometimes I would have failed an exam and I thought it was the end of the world. I think part of the reason I got through this is kind of really, really putting a lot of emphasis on having a balanced lifestyle, and also because of my friends. I have always been a firm believer in making friends and study buddies to get through tough classes and get through school. And I definitely think it paid off to keep each other accountable and also to just have study dates before big exams. And sometimes just when you talk about things with other people, it just feels, you know, like you're not alone. And if you do not as well on a certain question or on an exam, you most likely are not the only one. But if you're not talking and making friends with other people, you might not even know, and you might kind of feel very alone in that. And so honestly, it's kind of nice to fail altogether if you fail at something. But I'm really grateful that I have a really great cohort of students in my year. So shout out to any of you if you're listening to this podcast. Shout out to all of you because you're all great and you made it a lot more fun. I think that if it was a different group of people that maybe didn't mesh so well, maybe it wouldn't have been as, you know, good of a year just because we all got along so well and everyone is very encouraging and not very competitive, and everyone really helped each other out, and I think it helped me get through this year for sure. I also had the chance to meet quite a few people from outside my program as well, and so it's kind of nice to have people from all different years in their PhD and then also meet people in different programs and different research groups outside of my program as well. Okay, so I didn't mean to, but I kind of talked about life balance, and this was kind of going to be my second point, but it's fine. Sometimes I did fall back into kind of just like the eat, sleep, study, work routine, and I found out that all it did was have me start to spiral, and whether that was spiraling into anxiety or spiraling into the feeling of being an imposter, I realized that I needed to manage my time more wisely when that happened, and manage it not in the way to get the most work done, but more so to balance work and play. I think that if I kind of dilly-dallied, I would talk about this in I have talked about this in previous episodes, but if I force myself to do almost too much work all at one time and overwhelm myself when I could have just done time blocking and done as much as I could do in a certain period of time and then gone and done something that I found enjoyable and then went back to work, I definitely think even if it is maybe overall a little bit less time doing the work, it definitely is better for my mental health. And so I've been trying so hard to just stay consistent in the gym and being social and doing things with friends and family, even when school started to feel a lot, because I know that it is definitely a lot better for my mental health. I think everyone would agree on this. I know it's really, really difficult when you do have just so much going on in life and so much going on in school, but I really do think that if you prioritize, it is not impossible. And especially in the PhD, people make it sound like, you know, like you have absolutely no time for life and or life outside of, you know, school. But I definitely think that is a myth because I know plenty of people that have even balanced jobs and, you know, been on the boards of different things and they still continued and have been finishing their PhD. So definitely don't think that it is out of the question. And again, it is a lot about who you surround yourself with and who your mentors are. I think that if you surround yourself with the mentality of only work and no play, that you will compare yourself to that and maybe start to change and conform to that mindset. But if you start to surround yourself with people that also want to have a well-balanced life and also have a life outside of the lab and outside of research, it definitely is better for you to surround yourself with people like that, because you definitely will conform, and you, as they say, you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with. So I won't speak a lot on this because I have talked about it a lot in previous episodes as I went through my semester last semester. I did speak on it a lot, but you guys can go listen to those episodes if you do want to hear more about it. The next thing that I wrote down is, I am not an imposter and I still love science. I think that I said this because when I was out of the lab, it definitely made the imposter syndrome a little bit worse for me. I sometimes, as I've said before, have sometimes I have a bad habit of comparing myself. And not in a really competitive way, like I'm trying to compete with other people, but in the competitive way of even with myself and with other people to make myself better. In the first semester, I wasn't doing any techniques, and all I had to do was the critical thinking and learning textbook style, basically. And obviously, it was needed to not take classes during the core course, but I realized that it is a lot easier to compare yourself to others on the academic level, like purely on the academic and knowledge level in that way, rather than when you're also doing your own project and in the lab. And I say this because I was getting nervous that I wasn't even there for the passion for science and that I was just learning a lot of facts. And in research, you can really see where people might have strengths, but also you can see their weaknesses as well. And you learn that in the lab, because obviously in the lab you need critical thinking and the knowledge behind what you're doing. But most of the time, if you're a PhD student, you have already proven your ability to learn. And I think that it's really easy to forget that when you're surrounded with really, really smart people and you're learning in a class full of other smart students. And when you go back to the lab, which I realized, you go back to the lab and you realize, okay, I'm doing a project that is extremely specific to this one topic. And there are people that might not even know what I'm talking about and might not even know what I'm doing. And everyone has their strengths and everyone has their particular topic that they're really strong in. But that also means that there are other weaknesses that they have as well, just like you have weaknesses in maybe what they're studying. And it was really easy to self-compare on the class level just because we were all put on kind of the same playing field. But then when I got back in the lab, it definitely, I think, brought everyone back down to earth in my mind, because I was like, okay, you know, like we're all learning brand new things that physically we have never done before. And it really made it, I don't know, I think it made the imposter syndrome a little bit better for me, because I felt like, one, I wasn't in a class being compared with other people, and two, I also was literally by myself in a lab with my mentor, and it's really hard to compare when you're basically the only rotating student in the lab. And I think for me, that was actually a lot better and good for my mindset, I guess, about it, because it was a lot harder to compare to other people. Also, I just want to say too, like in the lab, I think for your PhD, a lot of times it is the passion and the mental endurance of getting through failed experiments or not doing something right the first time and not complaining about it and kind of just not giving up and trying again. And those are the things that are going to get you through the tough days in research. And I've learned this from my previous job as a lab tech, and I got a really, really tough experiment I had to do, and it honestly didn't work half of the time I did it, and it was pretty discouraging. But I think that taught me a really valuable lesson about experiment and research in general, is just that a lot of times it will not work, but when it does work, that's kind of a cause for celebration. And I think that that's why I realized that I kind of, when I got back in the lab, I regained that confidence in myself and for my love of science as I got back into the rotations, because I realized, okay, I'm learning new things just like anyone else is learning new things in the lab. Everyone has to start somewhere, and what matters is that I have the passion and the love for the science, and all of these other things I can learn, and it's okay that I might not know what I'm doing at first, and also that I might fail, but what matters is that I'm willing to even try. And that kind of leads me to the next point, is that I have a lot to learn, and that's okay, because sometimes I think that I should have taken the path of least resistance, or maybe I could have done a project that I should choose a lab that is really similar to research I've done before, because I saw other people choosing thesis labs in topics that they knew from the very beginning they wanted to do. And I ended up choosing three different rotations with all different research. I chose immunology, orthopedic, and kind of cancer, biology, neuroscience. And I was feeling very insecure about it originally, and up until recently, I think that I've not felt so insecure about it, because I was thinking, like, am I just here with no goal in mind, and does this make me look like I haven't done my research on the topics? But as I go on, I realize that no matter how much research you've done in that area before the PhD, if it's a new lab and a new project, either way, you'll have a lot to learn, and you have a lot to read and a lot of experiments to do. And I really didn't feel as behind as I thought I would starting new lab rotations. And now that I look back on it, I'm so glad that I went out on a limb and chose three very different topics to explore, because I really did learn a lot from I've done two rotations out of three, and I've already learned so much. And it also gave me the opportunity to just really explore very different topics. But I definitely think that it was important to give myself that opportunity so that I don't go back and think, oh, well, what if I should have done a different topic, or what if I would have liked this better? But I won't say that now, because I really did go out on a limb and just try something that I knew nothing about. And so far, it hasn't been as difficult as I originally thought it would. And so lastly, I just want to say that I'm still very nervous and excited about doing my PhD. I didn't think that I would still feel this way a year in. I think that sometimes I can be a little bit negative, and I had a lot of imposter syndrome going into it, and I was thinking that a year in I would just be, I don't know, maybe just really a lot more stressed out and less excited about it, and that maybe reality would hit. And maybe it still hasn't hit, but I definitely am still excited as much as I am nervous for, you know, next year I have to take quals and actually become a PhD candidate and pass that test. So there are a lot of big steps even to come and coming up, but I am definitely still excited about doing my PhD, and I think that hopefully I will feel that way throughout my entire PhD, because what I've learned so far is that your PhD is to challenge you, and most of the time you will be pushed outside of your comfort zone. And just like in life, I'm not trying to be Yoda here, but just like in life, it normally is uncomfortable and you have a lot of things that come up and you need to work through. So I'm trying to get better at feeling uncomfortable, at failing, and maybe better at adapting to new things, because I know that there are countless more challenges to come. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast today. I feel like today's episode was more of a digital journal entry, but maybe someone out there found this comforting or helpful in some way. So please don't hesitate to DM me again if you want to talk, if you have questions about the PhD. Don't forget to subscribe if you want more episodes like this, and I will talk to you guys in my next episode.